Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was a special edition in conjunction with the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival's 10th anniversary and was recorded on February 19th, 2013 at Monk's. This edition of Tell Us Something features six storytellers telling a story based upon the theme 10. This week's story comes to us from Jesse Stokes and is titled What I Hate About Climbing. Thank you for listening.
Again, my name is Jesse Stokes. Thanks for having me and thanks for coming out. This happened to me 9 days ago on the 10th. I was naked, asleep on my couch, with a dubbed version of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon playing on an illegal website. There was a plate of melted ice cream cake at my feet, and there were cans at my head. My alarm went off at 7:30, and I really didn't want to be up. But my friend Alec was coming to pick me up at 8 o'clock to go ice climbing. I really should have been more awake, because 8 o'clock isn't that early if you think about it. There are certain people who've gotten up earlier than that every day of their life. But I hate climbing, and you should hate it too. You know, I'm tired of all these profound reasons as to why people climb. If I had a more consistent job, if I had a girlfriend, if I liked drinking, I wouldn't have gotten up. And I was angry that Alec was on time. So he picked me up at 8 o'clock and we drove north 90 to 93 and we took a right on McClure Road and we took another right onto Finley Lakes Road and we drove all the way to the end. And we got the car stuck. Now I want you to remove yourselves, step back and think about it this way. You're a murderer. You've killed someone. You're living on death row and you know you're horrible. You're ready to repent. You're ready for the judgment of God or death. And they put you in the electric chair, and it's broken. That was getting the car stuck. So we're there in the snow trying to dig it out, and the snow's like sand, and we try and put sticks under the wheels, and nothing's working. Every time Alec puts his foot on the gas, he seems to make more and more of like an ice cave around the wheel well. So I'm not sure if it was wisdom or laziness, but after an hour, I said, I'll run down to the last house I remember seeing. And so I started running. And I thought to myself, I hate running. I hate running, and from midair, I realized the road was ice covered in snow. And before my face made contact with the ground, I thought to myself, there's no shame in staying on the ground. No one's here. You can go back to sleep. The sun is out, it is on your back, and it is warm. You can just go right back to sleep. But my hands were cold already, so when I hit the snow, I just got back up and started running. It leveled out, and I kept running, and I got to the cattle guard, and I made my decision on a really simple basis. You can go left, or you can go right. And you go left because it's less crazy. If you've ever been down Finley Lakes Road, you'll understand what I mean. You can just sort of tell by someone's yard whether or not it's crazy. So like, well, on the left, it was less crazy. There wasn't a mean dog and dilapidated cars, so I took a left, and I was rewarded for going to the less crazy direction. I found a woman shoveling her driveway, singing duet poorly with her iPod. And I went up to her and I was like, excuse me, my friend and I got our car stuck. the top of the trail. You know, do you know anybody who can help us? And she went, oh, I only know people with Subarus. So there was a long silence, and I was just standing there going, well, do you think I should go to them? And she's like, no, they're crazy. And so she went inside, and I was standing there on the porch, and I thought, man, should I go inside? I don't know what I'm doing here. She came out with a phone book, and I called Schultz Towing. And so we were standing there quietly for a long time waiting for Schultz Towing. And she starts talking to me, telling me these stories about going to school in New Mexico, about traveling to Serbia or Macedonia, about her ex-husband and how they used to live on an island and work together. I was thinking to myself, who is this woman? Why is she so kind? Why is she so helpful? And then I heard the guzzle of a diesel engine coming down the road, and I said, I think this is me, thank you very much. And I ran to the truck, and I couldn't help but feel sad. You know, I had this really incredible person who was telling me these stories, and I turned around and I came back and I shook her hand because I don't know how to hug. And so I said, thank you very much, Jennifer. And I got in the truck, and inside was Obie and Jake. And only here are people named Obie and Jake. And so we started talking of this Montana dialect about Highway 93, the Forest Service, cars, and the weather. And so we drove as far as we could, and their truck couldn't make it. And so I convinced them to come hiking with me. And we were hiking and hiking and hiking. And we finally got back to the Jeep. And with their help, you know, we were finally able to push the car out. And we did it free of charge, and I was incredibly thankful, these really nice guys. And as they drove away, my friend and I looked at each other. We didn't want to go climbing anymore. So we geared up, and we started hiking. Now, everything looked the same. The trees were the same, the snow was the same, the cliffs were the same, the ice was the same, and I knew what was going to be at the top of each climb. I've done them countless times before. And so we got to the largest flow on the left, and my friend Alex started climbing. He got halfway up, and he didn't know what to do anymore. He was just sort of stuck. And so I called up to him. I said, do you want me to climb up there and help you out? I hate climbing because whenever you need help, the only person who can really give it to you is 60 meters away, tied to a rope. So I shouldn't have climbed up there, but I did. So I climbed up behind him and I got there. And so now it's just sort of two guys quietly cussing in a gully. And we didn't know what to do. And I decided to climb up above him and keep going because I'd done it before. And so I got above him and I started climbing. I was scratching my way up and I farted. Now, I'm not trying to make a potty joke. I farted and it smelled so bad. I was there just holding myself up, and the last thing that I was going to think before I broke my back was how much I smelled like shit. And so, as if Alec heard me, he goes, there's enough rope in between you and me, so if I fall, you're fine. And I thought to myself, fuck this, this is a shit show. And so I get to the anchors, and I belay him up, and I pat him on the back, because I don't know how to hug again. And I say to him, you know, I think we can keep going, I think we're good. And for some reason, I believe that at the top of this climb, the girl of my dreams and God were having this conversation. I mean, I'd gotten up to the top other times and they were never there, but today I felt like they were gonna be there. And I was like, so Alec, let's do it, you know, let's do it. And he went, man, I'm a popsicle. And he said, you know, let's get out of here. And I said, yeah, let's get out of here. So we rappelled down. We put our gear away. We dried off a little bit, and we started, you know, hiking out. We ran down the snow-covered talus, and I asked him, I said, Alec, you're happy, right? And I said, you're happy, right? And he went, you know, I don't know, but I was.
This edition of Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana, the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, and Monks. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Monks, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. MonksBarMT.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, bringing amazing documentary films to the Missoula community for 10 years. BigSkyFilmFest.org. Jonathan Marquis, illustrator, artist, and community organizer. JonathanMarquis.com. That's Marquis with a Q. Matt LaRubio, screen printing done right. MLaRubio@gmail.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. Find us on twitter.com/PSST. Tell us. And on Facebook and at tellussomething.org. Interested in telling a story? Call 406-203-4683 or email pst.tell.us.something@gmail.com to pitch your story. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?